Hi, it's David here from Melbourne SEO and Video, making an audio reply to a client's question. So the question just was in regards to using anchor text when linking back to your site. So currently that people are talking about not linking back to your website with exclusively the keyword that you're targeting and looking to rank for. So the question was, how will Google know what to rank you for if you're not using the keyword in the anchor text? So there's a few parts to this question. Firstly, Google's getting a lot more sensitive and is able to pick up on subtle signals to know what keywords you're trying to rank for or what the page is actually relevant for, what phrases. With the Hummingbird update in particular, it's all about the intention behind the keyword, and it's not even necessarily a specific keyword needs to be on the page. For example, let's say you were searching for something like verandas, then perhaps you might also be interested in looking at outdoor decking. So sometimes you'll see Google bringing in pages that don't necessarily have the keyword on the actual page itself. So now Google's looking at the intention behind. So that's one big distinction worth keeping in mind. And the second is, because Google's getting more and more subtle, they're aware that people were manipulating the rankings by sending a whole bunch of links to a specific page with very targeted anchor text. Now, typically, that doesn't happen naturally, and Google saw that as a form of search engine manipulation, and accordingly found that it would penalize pages if they were overly optimizing the anchor text. That's why there's been a big push for people to be linking to their pages with the actual URL as the anchor text, and also some various terms and synonymous terms and click here and those sorts of things as well. So just keep that in mind. That's probably a good way to be linking things. You want a good natural linking profile. You can still have the occasional anchor text here and there, but you don't want to go too heavy on it. Then for the page itself, for your on-page optimization, you just want to make sure that you've got one primary keyword chosen, maybe a couple of secondary keywords, and then that primary keyword appears at least once in the title, in the description, and a couple of times on the page. You really don't need to be doing much more than that for Google to take very good cues and start to rank you for the phrases that you're looking for. If you're looking for more tips like these, you can head over to melbourneseoservices.com.